Richard McDaniels from 3425 Dartmouth College Highway, North Haverhill. I own 375 acres in the town of Haverhill. I was a former dairy farmer. We do have a 125 acre piece in Center Haverhill, which was our heifer pasture through which the existing power line goes through. I just want to remind people that this wider one proposed hopefully will not have the former landowners go through the grief that we have gone through over the years. I don't know how many times they left the gates open up there. The heifers run 2 to 3 miles away. Took hours to get them back. Another time, lightning struck one of the towers, killed two heifers. That was an act of God. That was no fault of the power company. They later put in ground wires that went from tower to tower, buried wires, so each tower was connected. They replaced a bunch of braces because the towers originally were set on piers underground, and the pieces finally eroded badly enough, so they had to be replaced. Well, one of those towers was there that they did not pack the soil back in. We had one of the heifers up there get hung up in it. It took me a year and a half to finally get them to cough up for it. And the only reason they did was because I spoke about that at a hearing when they were planning to put in the DC right away. Other little things. We heard about spraying. The spray truck, which was not a spray truck, it was a modified log skidder that went through our pasture. They didn't spray anything there because everything had been mowed clean, but they reloaded the thing. They backed the damn skidder into French Pond to get the water. You know what that means. The other little thing is just a reminder that we don't need extra power in New Hampshire. Thank you.